We watched a Black Lives Matter march pass in front of our house recently. It reminded me of something that happened in 1972 when NBC aired a documentary called Pensions, The Broken Promise. It described many instances in which loopholes in pension plans left people without the pensions they thought they had. The narrator called the situation deplorable. The documentary won many awards and played a part in developing public support for pension legislation, which now goes under the acronym ERISA. But a group called Accuracy in Media sued pursuant to the now-defunct Fairness Doctrine, claiming that the documentary presented a distorted picture of the private pension system because almost nothing was presented on the positive side. They wanted to censor NBC for not airing another program about all the good pensions. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled in favor of NBC. The instances detailed in the documentary really happened. They were undisputed. The complaint asked NBC to air a documentary on a different issue, the overall soundness of pensions in America. The court understood that requiring NBC to discuss the overall issue would dilute its attack on the abuses that had been allowed and had left many workers without pensions. It also might mean that broadcasters in the future would pull their punches and avoid controversial exposés, no matter how valuable. Those consequences would neuter rather than contribute to public discussion of controversial issues of public importance. Let me turn to another place where the same tactic is being used. Turkey has not allowed Kurdish grievances to be raised. The government says there are no Kurds, or no loyal Kurds. There are only Turks. So they can talk about grievances so long as they have nothing to do with Kurds. Having silenced Kurds, they then continue to fight a shooting war against the Kurds. There have been calls for the same method of silencing in an American context today. Various groups attack Black Lives Matter because they say accurately that all lives matter. But the meaning of their attack is to neuter the Black Lives Matter campaign. Of course, all lives matter, but African Americans have had distinctive problems. To require Black Lives Matter to discuss the whole issue of abusive treatment of everyone would dilute their campaign, their point, and make it harder to focus on the difference in the way people are treated. The reason why black parents have to have, quote, the conversation with their children about what to do if the police stop them, a conversation white parents don't need to have. Objections to the slogan that Black Lives Matter is an effort to keep the veil over a serious injustice in our society. Of course, all lives matter. But most of us understand the phrase Black Lives Matter as meaning that Black Lives Matter too. That's standard English, both because meaning in our language comes from context and because a positive statement does not imply the non-existence of everything else. There is no negative implication that other lives don't matter. There's only emphasis. Black lives, the lives of black people, are important. They matter. They've been ignored, and that has to stop. Yes, black lives do matter.